Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum has been closed for a little more than a month as construction workers put final touches on the museum's $180 million expansion.
The new wing, designed by Italian architect Renzo Piano, opens next week, and it features a cutting-edge concert hall, a much bigger cafe and gift shop, and a brand new greenhouse, much to the joy of the gardener who tends to the gardener's lush courtyard. WBUR's Andrea Shea got a preview and prepared this audio postcard.
I'm Stan Kozak, Chief Horticulturalist at the Gardner Museum. I've been in charge of the Horticulture Department for the last 22 years, and I've been here in March of 42 years. Here we are in our new greenhouse location on site in the new wing of the building at the museum. I'm ecstatic about this. We're just beginning to set up our greenhouses with jades, calla lilies, amaryllis, many different varieties of ferns and orchids. We probably have about 8,000 plants. Well, it's very exciting now to have a working area on site. We've been off site now for 3 years and basically been shipping plants back and forth and working on them from Natick or Wellesley, Hingham. We either have to rent a truck, as you know, Andrew, because you've seen us bring the nasturtiums in every year. Now we have our own van, and some of the material is very delicate and can get stressed out really quickly, especially in the winter months. We choose our days carefully, but still, with a cool blast of air coming from the van to the museum, it's only about 10 feet, but still, a plant could get pretty stressed out very quickly, especially in the cold.
The greenhouse is situated right in the entranceway, so the public can see.
Well, that particular bench to our left is going to be our display area. And the rest of the greenhouses are going to be working greenhouses. So what you will see on any given day could be something different. When we began working in the new wing, just basically getting things ready for the public, it was things that we hadn't done before. Before, all the plants were in the courtyard, now they're throughout the new wing. So it's kind of exciting to have plants everywhere now and having more things to take care of.
That's Stan Kozak, Chief Horticulturalist at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, talking with WBUR's Andrea Shea. Andrea will be covering the museum's grand reopening over the next few days.